Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because the saga continues, guys. Just doesn't stop. So please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Man, oh man, oh man. First things first, guys, I want to talk to you about was my late girlfriend Lisa died 2.5 years ago. And lately, gotten a flurry of pre-approved credit card applications for her. Is that nuts? Now, guys, I'm telling you, block people's credit, lock it down, make sure that it's all sealed up because you don't want some degenerate relative or anybody to go out and try to file credit in somebody's name or do anything like that. I am blown away that they do stuff like this. Now, two things. Clearly she's been dead. Clearly everybody's been notified about this. And I don't mean to be flippant or, short on this in any way, shape, or form. But I was sitting there with Rosie the other night and a text went off and it was from Lisa's phone. And I'm like, why is Lisa getting a text? And it was the oncology appointment for, I think it was May 9th. And I'm like, what is this? Okay, again, she's been gone, guys, for 2.5 years, but hey, they're still billing stuff. So I looked through this and they've scheduled, there's been 16 appointments scheduled from this one oncology since she passed. Think they're billing the insurance company for that? Yeah, well, I'm gonna get to the bottom of that one. But when you have stuff like that, you have, ambulances still coming back. Hey, listen, we took her in the ambulance and she owes $22,000 for the ambulance. Good luck. Talk real loud, see if she can hear you. She's not around. You guys can laugh all you want or think that that's morbid or whatever, but it's pathetic. This is wrong. This is absolutely wrong. But I'm telling you, your elderly relatives, people that you know, watch this stuff because it's out there. Linda McMahon is our new Secretary of Education, and she steps forward and says, listen, enough is enough when it comes to student loan debt and the debacle. We're coming after our money. If you are in default, wild numbers, $256.7 billion are in default right now for student loan debt. Okay? You got the degree. You spend it on, college. You got that. You did that. Okay? 9.7 million people that are in actual default, don't have any payment program worked out, are just behind and have stiffed the government. Well, the government says, no, 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 not anymore. We're coming after our money and we're gonna make it much more difficult. We're gonna start putting this stuff on your credit reports. We're going to start collecting and send these, here's the worst part, to outside credit collection agencies. So how do they work, guys? They make a percentage of what they collect on what you owe. So your life, if you owe this, is about to become hell. You will never be able to buy a house. You're going to have difficulty buying cars. You're going to have difficulty getting a decent interest rate on anything that you do because, hey, you really owe $156,000. What do you do for a job? Now, once again, guys, a lot of people had their student loans forgiven. A lot of people thought their student loans were going to be forgiven, and they're not. But the feds are coming, and they're coming heavy when it comes to this right now. So you can sit there and say how unfair that is and how terrible it is. Give me 50 grand. Watch what I can do with it. Give it to Bob Kudla. Let him do his little dance and magic with that shenanigans. $100,000, 150 grand. Oh my God. So I would get to a point where I wouldn't be working at one point. Think about that. Okay? These houses are sick because this is the house, and that's your backyard. And then you get a mook with a camera walking through it. It's just a beautiful, beautiful area, and it's nice and quiet. And the house at the end of the street was for sale for $17 million. I'm like, how much would that cost? What would that payment be? It's funny. Jerry West, who used to own the Lakers, when I was a kid and I was in eighth grade, he bought a house, and I financed it. And if you know anything about Mr. West was a finagler. Let's put it that way. He had a $28,000 a month house payment back then in the late, it was 1979, okay? So we got a kick out of that because we were reading that as we were on a plane flight. But anyways, you're starting to see all these people have problems right now. California, this is something that's just sad. And that is, you've got a huge amount of people that are behind and cannot afford to live in a normal way. The United Way is a charity. I am telling you this, guys, if you need help, if you need help paying your bills, if you need help paying your utilities, your cell phone, eating, there are programs regardless of where you are in the country. And reach out and I will be happy to give you these. But the United Way is a fairly good charity. But they're talking about how right now it is crazy because they anticipate that more than one third of all households in this state of California cannot make ends meet on a regular monthly basis. And are they getting creative when it comes to credit? Yes. They're financing everything right now. Now, whenever I do a story like I did about the money and the buy now, pay later and learning about that, and people start to ask their kids and their niece and nephew, hey, do you guys have any of that buy now, pay later? And people are sending me, oh, my daughter's friends have $1,500 a month in payments. Guys, get a hold of yourself. Stop doing this. Please stop doing this. Please stop financing this stuff. Affirm. I had someone send me a great story about their buy now, pay later firm. What they're going to do with their merchants is they're going to do an AI program where they can motivate people to spend more. This is how we do it. Read the story below, because what this does is it encourages you. Hey, listen, come on, Dan, you know, you need the boat. Go get the boat, buy now, pay later. Look how good you'd look in that boat. Look at how good you'd look in that shirt. And I was blown away by this because it doesn't teach you responsibility. It doesn't teach you to go not to go beyond your means. You know, don't go finance food in a restaurant, guys. Don't be an idiot and do that. Now, here's where it gets bad. Visa. Visa's tired of just chatbots that communicate with people on, you know, the answer questions. Hey, when's my payment due? What's your address to send the payment in? They're tired of stuff like that. So Visa has a brand new AI program that is going to be an encouraging program. And what it's going to do is it's going to look at your life and your lifestyles, and it will, you know, Dan, you would look great in this sweater. Man, that suit would look so good on you. But think about this. You could finance that, and it would only be $118 a month, and you can get that Armani suit. God, I have an Armani suit. That would be awesome, you know? I mean, think about that, guys. This is the kiss of death for people. This is going to get people so far in debt, worse than they already are, and that's what Visa is so proud of. Read the story below, because it's just, these people are nuts, because in a down economy, what do? We encourage you, you know? You want to meet women? You got to look better, Dan. You got to get yourself in shape. Got to, you know, go to the gym. And you know what? If you get these kettlebells and you work out, look at how great you're going to look. Oh my God, you can get these kettlebells. I can have them delivered on Thursday and you can start a kettlebell workout program. Oh my God, that's only $500. Let me do that. You know, that's the problem with this, guys. So let me know what you think about that, because I'm telling you guys, they're coming after you for this money. That's the first thing. And it's only going to continue. I love these houses. Bay Island, private island. There's no cars on that island. It's walking only. And every time I meet people there, they're not the friendliest people. Maybe that's rich people. I don't know. Let me know what you think so far. Hey guys, let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. The number one asset class doing the best in 2025 is gold. The best place to get your gold from is Patriot Gold Group. Call them today, 888-330-1431. Get a free investor guide. Find out how you should have gold in your retirement. Guys, experts, have clearly said we're going to surpass $3,500 an ounce, which we've done that. Next stop is $4,000 an ounce, guys. You don't want to miss out on this. Contact them today. Number one rated Patriot Gold Group, 888-330-1431. No fee for life IRAs, 401ks backed by precious metals. Contact them today. You know, think about this. Jeffrey Gundlach, all these other experts, UBS, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, have all said that gold is going to shine throughout the rest of 2025. You don't want to miss out on this. Contact them today. Now, guys, I am telling you that as the saga continues, you have to protect yourself in whatever you do. Don't click on things. Verify, 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 verify. I have a buddy of mine buying a house right now. And he's like, hey, man, I'm really worried about these, you know, the scammers that are doing things like the wire transfer scam and things like that. And, you know, I told him to talk to escrow and explain to escrow that, number one, you're not gonna just deal with everything over the phone and via text. They're gonna communicate with everything, and they're gonna do it like you're 90 years old. And if they don't like it, you're gonna get a new escrow company. And first things first, earnest money. Hey, listen, we don't want a cashier's check. What is this, 1987? Everything's wire transfer now, sir. I don't care. I wanted to meet you people. Well, that's what you have an agent for. No. I wanted to talk to you. So he goes over there and drops off the check and explains in great detail that if there's any hiccups or anybody gets any communication or anything with him that creates a scam, that they're going to be held responsible individually. He'd sue them. And my buddy has a YouTube channel, and he'd love to come do it in front. Mr. Cat's making some sound. He's not going to send a wire transfer. Anyways, so good for him in doing that. But guys, I have just had so many people send me the horror stories lately of the wire transfers and talking to different banks and things like that about how this is rampant right now. It just doesn't stop. I mean, you're getting so many people that fall victim to this. And what it usually is people do something stupid. They buy a house and then go on Facebook, bought my dream home. This is where I'm gonna be. Or somebody gets divorced and talks about buying a house. And then they sit there and they can find out the transaction, who the realtor is, what the address is. Look it up on Zillow. I mean, take you 30 seconds to do that. So these people do that, and then they find out, hey, who do you guys like to use for escrow if we make an offer on this house? ABC Escrow. Oh, okay. And by telling you that, it makes it so that you understand the where that's at. Sent this woman fake instructions, and then she sent the payment to the wrong place. Enough. Now, Katina Hopkins was looking for an apartment for her daughter and her mother to live in, and she found an incredible deal. $850 a month in South Florida that included utilities. So she did a little research online and found out that the woman that had it listed was in fact a real estate agent, Louisa Chacon. Oh, that's good. She sold a few houses, has other listings. This looks great. So she reaches out via Craigslist. You know where this is going. And was told where to wire the money, and you got to do it now, because if you don't do it now, you know, the place is going to be taken by somebody else. So she sent $400, and then, okay, great, we got that. Send the other, you know, first and half last month's rent to another $1,250, sends it. And sure enough, it was a scam. And the woman that did it posed as the real estate agent and was not a real estate agent. So did that, and crazy. Absolutely crazy. And Louisa Chacon, she's had all these people step over and say, hey, we're going to sue you because you took our money. $3,000, $2,000, $5,000, all these different figures. And she's like, I have nothing to do with it. Now, Louisa, the real Louisa Chacon, I got to give her credit because She hired an attorney and said, my reputation's getting destroyed. I've got to fix this. Now, I am telling you this, guys. In this world, sometimes you have to move fast. I get it. But you've got to verify. You have to talk to these people. You have to speak to them. Don't do it via text, okay? Where's your office at? I'm showing up there. No, no, you better do it now because I have 9 people looking at this place. Okay? Then you're going to lose it, guys. It's that simple. It's that simple. You'd rather lose the place than get scammed out of it. Okay? It's that simple. That simple. Dr. Marvin sent me a great story about one of the first office buildings in the financial district that used to house, you know, different finance companies like J.P. Morgan. They spent 2 years converting an office tower into 1,000 apartments, and they're going to start renting them out now on 25 Water Street in New York City. These will be a fortune, guys. These will be $8,000-$10,000 a month. It'll be crazy sick prices for these apartments, but they spent an absolute fortune for the long-term return for it. Now, here's the other thing. Panera Bread, if you guys ever eaten a Panera Bread, quality has just gone downhill. In the last, I don't know, few years, it has just completely gone off the deep end. Now, what they've done is they've got rid of their facilities that bake bread. They're going to go to a central baking facility. So no more fresh bread in the stores. It's going to be bought and shipped in. Kind of like Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts doesn't make their own donuts. My son used to work there, and they make them someplace else and drive them in, which is why they taste like crap. So, hey, Dad, you want to bring us home some donuts? No, I'd rather starve than eat the 3-day-old donuts that were brought in. Oh, that's terrible that you would say that. No, it's the truth, guys. This is what's going on with this stuff, guys. It's awful that this is what's happening right now. So, again, let me know what you think about all this stuff. It's a beautiful, beautiful day out here. Okay? Let me know what you think. I'm going to finish this video with these last few things. First one is we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live. It's everything uncensored that we can't talk about other places. You got to check it out. Next thing is CNN, who I hate. Okay, let's face it. CNN did a story. Let's do a vibe check on a recession. You know, we may not be in a recession, but the energy shows that we're going to hard R. Hard R, okay? What's your aura like? What's your energy like? Okay? Quickest way not to date me, let's talk about your energy and CNN for that matter. So anyways, kind of funny, but how's it feel? Do you feel the vibe towards a recession? I'm sensing it. I'm sensing that I'm a loser. Okay, let's go swim. You got a bathing suit? You know what I mean? There's more important things in this world, ladies, okay? There really are. Look at the dock. Nobody's on right now. We could go in. Anyways, I'm sidetracked. Alvord, Texas. Final story. There was $800,000 of freshly minted dimes from the U.S. Mint that were being delivered, and it fell off a truck in Alvord, Texas on Highway 287. $800,000 worth of dimes, which is 8 million dimes. And someone says, wow, it looked like a big piggy bank went down for the count. And with that, they were all over the highway. It's funny. I did the video a couple days ago where I was talking about how I was in Chicago and didn't see anything when that money fell off the truck. Well, I didn't see anything with the dimes. I don't have a handful of dimes on me. I would have pulled those out for you guys. Anyways. You want to get a hold of me, hello@iallegedly.com. I hope everyone's well. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, share this with all your friends and colleagues, and I will see you very soon. Oh, and if you are on our email list, one just went out, so you want to check your spam filter and make sure you get that because we just have a really cool email and I covered a bunch of cool stuff on it. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you very soon.